It's a great privilege to gather around the table of the Lord tonight. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And I've wondered about that, especially recently as we were partaking of communion. Those words came to me, "Do this in remembrance of me." And I thought, Jesus, I remember you. I haven't forgotten you. Why do you command me to do this as oft as I will in remembrance of you? And then I began to understand that we have a tendency to forget. All of us do. God knows that. We really have a tendency to forget. Somehow our senses become dull. And Jesus calls us to remember him, to allow the Holy Spirit to bring Jesus to our remembrance, to bring him into our vision, and to renew our sight of Christ. We need that often. We live in a world that just works against that in our lives. There's so much to distract us, and there's so much to occupy us, and without our even realizing it, we forget. We forget and we lose something. And Jesus, he offers to renew that sight of himself, that appreciation for Calvary in our lives. And he often does that as we come together like this. And so often after communion service, Jesus has drawn so near to us, and he's become so precious to us. And we said, "Lord, I didn't realize I had forgotten so much." I'm not talking about forgetting the facts. We can write them down. Jesus came down from heaven and he died for our sins and so on. But the effect, the impact that should have on our lives becomes dull. And the Spirit of God wants to quicken that to our hearts. We forget who he was. In Philippians chapter 2, it tells us there, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." And it tells us that though being in the form of God, in very nature God, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but he emptied himself. He made himself of no reputation. He humbled himself and became a servant. And he became obedient even unto death, the death of the cross. You know, those precious words in Philippians 2, they help us to remember. In very nature, God. Let's remember who we're worshiping tonight. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I like when Jesus spoke to his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." At first we thought you were just a man. Then we began to notice that there was something unusual about you, that you had the anointing of God upon you, and we assumed you were a prophet. But as we beheld you, a revelation came into our hearts, and we began to understand that you're more than a man, you're more than a prophet. You're better than Moses and better than Elijah. You're the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, "Flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you." You didn't come to this by your own natural reasoning. You know, you didn't look at me and see the things that I did and add it all up and say, "Well, he must be the Son of God." It doesn't happen that way. This was a revelation that was given to you by my Father. Later on in another place we read in John chapter 6, Jesus had spoken of the fact that he was that bread that came down from heaven. And he said, "Except ye eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you." And many were offended at that saying, we're told. And so, they left him. The crowd turned their back on him and went back home. This is a hard saying. Who can hear it? And Jesus looked at his 12 and he said, "Are you going to leave me too? Will you leave me too?" And Peter said something so precious there. He said, "Lord, to whom else can we go? You alone have the words of eternal life, and we are sure. We are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember me. Remember. Remember who he is. O Holy Spirit, somehow, we pray tonight that you will just more deeply impress upon our hearts the wonder and the glory of who Jesus is, his person. O God, we can't take it into our natural minds, but we know that by the Spirit of the living God, we can get a sight of Jesus that will bring us down at his feet and will open our hearts to all that he has for us. Help us to remember Jesus tonight. And then we're told there, we're to remember from whence he came. Though he, being in the very nature God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. One translation says, equality with God was not something that he held on to, but rather he emptied himself. He was willing to give up that position in heaven and to come down into this sin-cursed earth and live here for 33 and a half years. What Jesus left for us, what he was willing to let go of in order to lay hold of you. We marvel at that. That's another thing that we can't understand, what it meant for Jesus to come down from heaven. My, I suppose one day when we get up there and we see him seated there upon the throne and in all his glory, we'll maybe be better able to appreciate what he's left for us. I like that song, I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed. And there he says, my Father's throne of light I left for earthly night, for wandering, sad and lone. I left it all for thee. What have you left for me? What are you willing to let go of? You know, we hold on to our own lives, we hold on to our positions and so on, our comforts. But Jesus was willing to let it all go and to come down. And then he humbled himself and he became a servant. Remember the life that Jesus lived. I mentioned the other day, Jesus came not to be ministered to, it the Bible tells us. He didn't come for people to serve him and wait on him. But he came to minister and to give his life. And that's not something he just did on Calvary, but he did that from the moment he stepped into this world. He was giving of himself to mankind. And oh, how Jesus gives. His love has no limit. Grace has no measure. His power has no boundary known unto men. Hallelujah. But out of these infinite riches of Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. Praise God. And that's the life that Jesus lived. It was a life of giving. It was a life of pleasing the Father in everything. He lived that life that you couldn't live. He lived it for you. He lived it for me. And then he laid that down. Remember how he suffered for us. That's what we're thinking of tonight, aren't we? We're thinking of how Jesus suffered for us as well. You know, we'll never be able to fully understand that with our natural mind either. It all comes by revelation. It has to come by revelation. It's too great for us to take in. We can't wrap our minds around it. We try to picture Jesus there on the cross. We try to think about the physical suffering he endured there before Pilate and there hanging on the cross, and we try to imagine the agony that he went through. But you know, there's a suffering that Jesus endured in the spirit realm, separation from God, bearing the sin of the world upon his shoulders, that we can't we can't begin to fathom. No picture can depict that for us. No words can describe that for us. That can only be appreciated as the Holy Ghost gives us that light in our souls. Praise God. Oh, what you suffered for me, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then what a great victory he won for us. Remember what I've done for you. That victory when Jesus cried, "It is finished." That cry sounded throughout eternity. And heaven rejoiced as they received word that Jesus had accomplished all that the Father had sent him to do. It is finished. He's done everything for us. Everything that we need. All that pertains unto life and godliness is found in Jesus Christ. Praise God. And he did that for me. And I learned to claim that. I learned to look away from myself and my life. And I take to myself the life of Jesus. Praise God. And all that he has purchased for me. And so I thought about that. Jesus, what do you mean, remember you? How can I forget you? But I find that I do. And I think if we're honest and we take a moment to meditate upon some of these things, I think all of us would have to admit, Lord, I've forgotten. I've forgotten. It's become dull. But oh, Jesus, tonight, as I stand before your table, I pray that you will fill my vision and clarify my sight of Jesus and cause that revelation of Christ, of who he is and what it cost him to purchase my salvation, let that impact my life in a greater way and produce the change in me that will help me to walk in the light of that light, the light of that life. Praise God. From this day forward. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's just take a moment to look at him. Hallelujah. Jesus says, remember me. Do this in remembrance of me. It's not just remembrance of what he's done on Calvary. He says, remember me. This is my body broken for you. This is my blood shed for you. Hallelujah. It's all about Jesus here tonight. Hallelujah. All that we need, he will always be. Till his face I see, all that I need through eternity, Jesus is all I need. Oh, let's thank him for that tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we love you. Hallelujah.